Linux Voice, Issue 1, page 114. Dev Random, Final Thoughts, Musings and Reflections. Nick Veitch was the original editor of Linux Format, a role he played until he got bored and went to work at Canonical instead. Splitter. I had intended to write a sort of profit-loss account of open source for recent history, some small way of seeing where the big wins were for free software and where things could be better. But before I put fingers to keyboard, something happened to change that. I came across something called Kafka, which is a cunning message filtering server. Services publish messages to it, and listeners can filter on various tags or topics to receive a stream of relevant messages. https://kafka.apache.org. It's sort of a glue service that drives social media news feeds, or possibly anti-social media too, if you wanted it to. Kafka is cunning, but that isn't why it stopped me writing my profit and loss story. The startling thing about Kafka isn't that it's good software, but where it came from. Any guesses? Google? Some group of ambitious hackers? No, the Kafka project was founded and is maintained by that bastion of free software, LinkedIn. Why is this useful piece of technology open sourced under the Apache 2 license? Because people at LinkedIn recognized that it's a great way to get better code. That by allowing liberal usage and community review, they end up with better software to do the things they do. If other people also end up with better software, that's all to the good, and in fact helps test, refine, and make the service the best available. So it sort of makes the whole profit and loss idea a bit redundant. I don't think that anyone would claim that LinkedIn's dev team is comprised of starry-eyed idealists who sing the GNU song every morning before settling into code under wall-sized portraits of RMS. But, you know, if you're reading, LinkedIn people, do tell, send pics, which only makes it even more obvious that open source just simply makes sense. Linux Voice, Issue 1, page 114. My Linux setup, Philip Newborough, the creator of Crunchbang Linux, shows us his den. Question: what version of Linux are you using at the moment? Answer: Debian Wheezy in the form of Crunchbang Waldorf. I love the stability that Debian affords me. Question: what desktop do you use? We're guessing OpenBox, as that's what desktop Crunchbang uses by default. Answer: it depends. Are we talking virtual or physical? Virtually, I use OpenBox, yes. Physically, I use a Lenovo ThinkPad X220 as my daily driver, but switch to my Lenovo ThinkPad T400 when I'm in my cave. Question: what was the first Linux setup you ever used? Answer: SUSE 6.3 in 1999. It was a bit of a pain in the ass to set up, but also a lot of fun. Question: what free software open source can't you live without? Answer: tough question. I rely on so much. I automate, script a lot of tasks, so Bash, GNU Core Utils, and OpenSSH would have to figure in the equation. Question: what do other people love but you can't get on with? Answer: I have no idea.